Governor Larry Hogan is making no commitments as to how much money the state will kick in to help Baltimore County pay for a new Delaney High School. That is despite concerns about the cost of the project. WYPR's John Lee has more.
Governor Hogan toured Delaney Monday afternoon, and it had the feel of a victory lap for the governor after years of leaning on County Executive Kevin Kamenetz about conditions in the county schools. Hogan wondered whether Kamenetz changed his mind about Delaney and gave it the green light last week after hearing the governor was coming. At the end of his tour, Hogan was given several school pens by Principal Sam Weinkoop.
Those pens we're hoping can sign some piece of legislation.
You know what?
Somewhere.
How about funding for Delaney High?
There it is!
But when it comes to funding, the governor is making no promises. A new Delaney High is expected to cost around $140 million. Officials say the state can pay up to 56% of that, but when asked, the governor would not commit.
That's a good question. I don't know what the details are on that. I know in some places we pay a small percentage. In Baltimore City, we pay about 90% of all the construction. Baltimore County is usually somewhere close to a 50-50 deal, so we'll take a look at it.
Baltimore County officials say not so, that the state usually chips in around one-third of school construction costs. County Councilman Tom Quirk, for one, says he's concerned about the high cost of the new school, particularly when neither Kamenetz nor Hogan will offer details on how to pay for it. Quirk says he'll propose the council delete from the county executive's budget planning money for a new Delaney so the project can be delayed until a new county executive and county council take over after the fall elections. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.